Let's look at the cornerbacks here because it's obviously one of the deepest cornerback drafts that we've had in a long time. But when you look at the top of the list, who has kind of separated themselves as the best in that group?
Well, I feel terrible for Sidney Jones because if I had to do a board of corners, he probably would have been my number one. I'm very intrigued by Garyon Conley because of his ability to play both outside and in the slot, and that's so critical in today's NFL with the fact that cumulatively teams play out of their sub-packages 68% of the snaps last year in the NFL. So that nickel spot, whether that guy plays outside or in the slot, that third corner is so critical in today's NFL. And Connolly has shown the ability, unlike Lattimore, to play in the slot. We haven't seen Lattimore do that. So I really like Connolly. I really like Kevin King as a 6'3 corner. I think he moves really, really well. I don't think he's your traditional big corner that just gets by because he's big. I think he's pretty smooth.
And he blew me away with how he tested at the combine.
Ridiculous.
I love Kevin King. There were times where I thought I liked Kevin King more than Sidney Jones on tape.
And I could see that.
I honestly probably do. Even
you're wrong, but
today.
I can see that.
But when you look at Kevin King, you see the ball skills, the length, you see the makeup speed at times, and I think he's a really, really good player.
You know, you brought something up to me about Marlon Humphrey, which I find fascinating because I really like the player on tape. But he gives up a lot of big plays. That's, and you gave me the number, which was staggering. And, you know, it's not going to make me change my opinion of the player. It just means it's something that clearly has to be worked on and coached. But if you're talking about a physical corner who's going to line up, play press, hit you, get physical, you know, set a tempo, he's that kind of player.
I don't think I've ever watched a more physical, aggressive corner than Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
I think at the college level, his physicality downhill, I mean, opening drive against USC, he came downhill and he blew up the back in the backfield. There was another play relatively early in the LSU game where he attacked a blocker downhill and made a tackle on the flat. I mean, he is really, really impressive coming downhill and defending the run, but his ball skills, his ability to find the ball late downfield, is absolutely an issue, and you have some questions there.